Track 5, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
More than 31,000 people travel from all around the world to the outskirts of King's Lynn to marvel at the spectacular sight of 9.3 million tulips in bloom and raise more than £500,000 for Tapping House. The money will fund care for people living with life-limiting illnesses and support those most important to them. The milestone year coincided with Tapping House's 40th anniversary. Nicola Ellis, Chief Executive at Tapping House, said, "We're grateful to everyone who helped make this happen, from the 300-plus volunteers who've given more than 3,000 hours of their time, and to the local businesses who've donated their goods and services to help set up the event."
Another great sight is the Pink Ladies Tractor Road Run. The convoy of tractors, decked out in pink, making their way through the Norfolk and Suffolk countryside is always a special sight. But this year's Pink Ladies Tractor Road Run on July the 6th is even more significant because it's their 21st event. And to date, it has raised £1,227,000 in aid of Cancer Research UK's breast cancer appeal. Organiser Annie Chapman said, "What an amazing achievement for a bunch of ladies on tractors to have raised more than £1 million in 20 years for Cancer Research UK for breast cancer research. But cancer hasn't gone away, so we must continue to raise funds for this very worthwhile cause." The route starts at Thorpe Abbotts Airfield before heading through Thorpe Abbotts, Brockdish and Upper Weybred, arriving in Harleston at about 12:30 before stopping for lunch between 1 o'clock and 3 at Gordy Hall Meadow in Redenhall, to which everyone is invited to come along and bring a picnic lunch. The route back to Thorpe Abbotts Airfield heads through Pulham St Mary, Rushall, Langmere Green and back to the airfield. To find out more, go to ladiestractorroadrun.co.uk.